Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Hopefully everyone is having a good Monday. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you for spending part of your Monday with us today. We have a lot to get into today. Since the last time we spoke to you, Tiger learned how to play golf again. LeBron is entrenched in L.A. with a motley crew full of teammates. The commissioner of baseball says how hit star player should do more to help market the game. NBA chatter and signings hasn't stopped. Kawhi Leonard plays in Toronto now. And there's a lot going on. Like I said, this is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging out with me today. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona, locally. That's Chandler Heights and Alma School. If you ever get the opportunity, please get out there. They now serve beer and wine. Let them know that PLR sent you from The Cave Show, and they will. Absolutely will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, where you can also become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to the humidor and never worry about your sticks ever going bad. Yeah, it's a good club to join. Again, it's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Let them know PLR sent you and take 10% off of any cigar purchase you may have. Oh, yeah, and I mentioned Manny Machado is now a Dodger. Like I said, there is so much stuff to get into, a lot of things that we're going to talk about. Thank you for hanging with me through our hiatus. Unfortunately, the hiatus was due to we lost our music producer to the show, DJ Sean Haley, who's not just our music producer, but someone I've known my entire life. So again, apologize for the hiatus, but we are back now, and I know he would tell us to get back into talking these sports. So there's a lot going on, and we're going to get into it today. This show is dedicated to my best friend, DJ Sean Haley. But we are not going to talk White Sox this entire show, because I'm sure that's what he would do, or the Chicago Bears all show, because I'm sure that's what he would do. So we're going to spread this out and do a lot of talking about a lot of things. We're going to start with baseball, and I'm waiting for it, and it hasn't happened yet. When do the Philadelphia Phillies fall to earth? When do the Washington Nationals start playing? When do the Miami Marlins team in baseball, because they're not. That wild card race in the National League is going to be a thing to watch. I'm going to read off these records to you. 55-43, 53-43, 58-40, 56-45, 51-49, 50-49, 55-44, 54-46, 53-46, 51-50. That's four teams from the West. That's four teams from the Central. That's three teams from the is wide open. And the best part about this is we should be getting competitive baseball all throughout, because if you're the Phillies, are you selling? Of course not. You're leading your division. Atlanta, are you selling? Of course not. Washington, as bad as you've played, you're only six back in the loss column. You still have August and September. Cubs are in first place. The Brewers, they fit a skid. Two out of their last 10, but they're not selling right now. The Pirates have won 9 straight to get back in this thing. The St. Louis Cardinals, they fired their manager, and the St. Louis Cardinals never fired their managers midseason, which means they're not selling there. They're going for this thing. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. They'll open their pocketbooks whenever it's necessary to get in whatever they need. And we just saw that. They just brought in Manny Machado, which I think was a steal because they gave up prospects, and none of them were A1 prospects. The Rockies are right there, and the Giants, you never can count the Giants out. They're only 6 games back in a loss column to the Dodgers. These divisions are wide open. And when you contrast that with the American League, where Boston Red Sox are just running away with the best record in baseball right now, 70-31. The Yankees, you know they're going to get in as a wild card. Cleveland's going to win a lousy division. They're the only team in that division over 500. Houston, even though Boston is running away with the best record, I still say Houston is the best team. And you have Seattle and Oakland breathing on that last wild card spot. But there are a lot of teams that can still be sellers. When we say the National League is more competitive than the American League, that's true, but I don't know if that's just because there's more mediocrity in the National League. The American League has 3 of the 4 best teams in baseball, and the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Astros. Excuse me. So the thing to do there is to get in a position where if you're the Red Sox, you play either the Yankees or the Astros. Or if you're the Yankees, you play either the Red Sox or the Astros. And obviously, if you're the Astros, you play either the Yankees or the Red Sox. You do not want to play both. You don't want to get in one of those series where you got to gut it out against one and then gut it out against the other. But there's been, you know, some movement. Like I said, Manny Machado has gone over to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manny Machado is an incredible player. And think about the bat he's going to bring to the LA Dodgers and what he's going to do for that team. And I was listening to a little bit of those in LA, and they were saying, well, long-term. Right now, I think Manny Machado and the Dodgers are just focused on what's going to happen this year right now. Will he be enough? We saw the Dodgers last year bring over Yu Darvish right at the trade deadline and a little bit after, and it didn't work. But then the flip side, we saw Houston, and it worked beautifully. So is it an arms thing? Is it a bad thing? We will definitely find out. The other thing I wanted to get into today, and we'll talk more about baseball, obviously, as, you know, season every day comes something new, so we'll definitely get into that. But the other thing I do want to talk about is Rob Manfred, commissioner of baseball over the All-Star game, said, you know, players need to do more to be involved in growing baseball. And he pointed to Mike Trout, who ran over to the fan section and brought in a kid who was wearing, you know, an Angels jersey while they were playing Baltimore, and Baltimore put him on the field, batting practice, honorary kid, did all this stuff. Major League Baseball, tape that, use that as a commercial. Baseball messes up, in my opinion, my humbled opinion, by doing a lot of things stupidly. This weekend, for the Sunday Night Baseball, they showed the Yankees, who are obviously an instantaneous draw. Whenever the Yankees play, people are going to watch. That's what they do. The Yankees play the Mets. The Mets suck. I mean, it makes no sense to show about that. They suck. They're terrible. But they never think about doing flex games. Even the NFL flex games. So as the season is closer to winding down, they'll switch. They won't leave a bad game on. So you could have switched that game. And I'll give you some examples. The Giants and Athletics, two teams that are in the playoff hunt.
Why not put them on? D-backs and the Rockies, two teams battling for the division. Put them on. Astros and Angels, put them on. Braves and the Nationals, put them on. See, these are the things that baseball could do to gain more fans. You can't just keep doing the same exact thing over and over and over and showing the same exact teams, the Red Sox and the Yankees, all 50 times they meet in a season. You can't keep doing that and grow your fan base. You got to show other teams. This Sunday night, Cubs-Cardinals. How many times do we have to watch the Cubs-Cardinals? Angels are playing the Mariners. Two teams in it. Switch to that. A's, Rockies. Switch to that. Grow your audience. Dodgers, Braves. Braves are in the hunt. Switch to that. Flex your games. Do something different. Even if that's copying another league, be innovative. Don't just do the same crap over and over and over again. Sunday night game on the 5th of August. Want to guess who it is? The Yankees and the Red Sox. But what other games could we watch, you would ask me? I don't know. The Astros and the Dodgers. The Giants and the Diamondbacks. These are teams that are competing as well. You don't grow your base by showing the same old crap again. You can't pander to one base and say, well, we need to grow our sport. Every other team play. Don't just keep doing the same thing over and over and expect that things will just get better. I'm fast-forwarding. I'm beating the dead horse here. They finally moved. They haven't done the set the game on the 12th yet. Hopefully the Angels are playing the A's. I don't know. The Dodgers are playing the Rockies. The Mariners are playing the Astros. There are other teams that can be seen in this rush, in this playoff hunt. The other thing baseball does, which is really hard, and unlike other teams, because basketball does a remarkable job of marketing its players. Football does a remarkable job of marketing teams. But they'll also put duds on. And it's obviously not on purpose. But last year, we were still watching the Colts play on a Thursday night. Colts were terrible. They were 4-12. But they know that it's football and people are going to watch because they've grown their market that well. Baseball, you got to do the same thing. You're becoming a regional sport. The national stuff is, let's just show the Yankees. Put the Yankees and the Red Sox on. Because people that live in Wichita, Kansas, they love to see the Yankees and the Red Sox play. They don't give a damn. You can't do the same thing over and over and over again. Baseball is getting tired. Baseball is getting boring. You got to do something different. You can market your guys. Even if you have guys that don't love the limelight, like a Mike Trout that just wants to go out and play baseball, you can market Mike Trout. You can choose different ways. You can show videos for the game. You have YouTube. Everybody goes to YouTube. Everybody's on Twitter. Show these things. Do these things. I'm going to keep preaching about this. Before the week is up, I'll have some other people on to talk baseball with me. These are things we're going to approach. We're going to talk about. We got to talk about. Switching over to the NFL, just as I said, David Johnson, Cardinals are back.
Vince holdout. He's back in camp. There was no way David Johnson was holding out this entire year or past a certain date, because if he did, he would lose his ability to be a free agent next year. And he's not doing that. Basically, what he did was, what he basically said is, I'm coming back. I'm going to ball out. And when next summer rolls around, you're going to need to pay me my money, or we're going to have a real situation on our hands. Real situation on our hands. But you knew he wasn't going to stay out. Knew he wasn't going to stay out. Problem is when you have a Le'Veon Bell. Now, you can look at this one of two ways. You can say Le'Veon Bell, after this year, is going to make all, you know, a whole lot of money for playing 2 to 3 years of football because of the franchise tag. You can look at it like that and say, you know what? Look at what he's done. But then you could also say he's not getting any type of long-term money. And he's not. And he should. But see, you have to look at it from both sides. You can look at it from one side and say, hey, Le'Veon Bell should get paid because of what he does for the Pittsburgh Steelers and how valuable he is to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the Steelers are saying, wait, this dude's about to turn 26. He's running back. We've used him. Bill Withers did a song a long time ago. Use me. You just keep on using me until you use me up. That's what they do to running backs in the National Football League. They use them up. And then when it's time to pay them, they don't get that money. They get, you could do this with the running back. And then you get all the people that are brilliant saying, yeah, well, running backs really aren't as important as they used to be. You they're interchangeable. You could do this with the running back. You could find running back in the sixth round and not have to pay them that much money. You don't have to pay a running back. You can find a running back. Yeah, we'll go do that then. See, let's go do that. Go find a running back in the sixth round that can do the things and have the talent skill, the talent set of a Le'Veon Bell. Go find him. Look at the Dallas Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott. Look at him without Ezekiel Elliott. Well, last year when he got suspended, remember, we had the best offensive line. Anybody could run behind that offensive line. No, they can't. Well, Denver, years ago, Denver, anyone you put in that backfield, they're going to get 1,000. Terrell Davis got 2,000. You know why he got 2,000? And everyone else got 1,000? Because he was good. He was better. Yeah, well, look at some of the running backs they found in late rounds. Tom Brady was found in the sixth round. Russell Wilson was either a second or a third round pick. Drew Brees was a second-round pick. Dak Prescott was not a first-round pick. See, don't fall prey to that. Because when the playoffs run around, all these same experts that say, well, running backs are devalued, you could just find running back in seventh round to take the top. Do your homework. They're the first ones that will say, if you can run to stop the run in the playoffs, you're going to do really well. So don't fall victim to that. National Anthem, back. Okay, so I'm going to say this one more time. One more time. And the NBA and Major League Baseball, you have to stand for the national anthem. And I'm saying for sure in the NBA. MLB, I'm not 100% on. It's in the bylaws. You have to stand. You don't have to put your hand over your heart. You don't have to sing. You don't have to do all that stuff. I mean, there are people that tell people to put their hand over their heart and sing to the national anthem, and they don't even know the words. But that's a whole different story. But you do have to stand at attention. NFL, you have a right. You have a right to tell players that they should stand for the national anthem. You have that right. That is your league. That is your product. Here's the problem. Here's the difference. And we always want to say, you know what, there's a great partnership between the NBA and its players. There is.
But don't forget, they walked out too. There was a lockout for them too. And at times things can get contentious. But let's, for argument's sake, say the NBA and the owners and players have a great relationship, because they really truly do, though. But when Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf sat for the national anthem, there was a rule put in place very quickly. You must have for the national anthem. In other words, we're going to nip this in the bud right here. This is it. This is up. The NFL didn't do that. See, when Colin Kaepernick first sat, he sat because of injustice, not because of the NFL. He sat because he felt there was an injustice the way people of color were being stopped by police and what happens when they get stopped by police. So the NFL could have came in right then and said, hey, look, we appreciate what you're doing. We understand what you're saying. We get it. We really do. But this isn't the platform we want to use for that. We really just want to talk about our game. This is about our game right now. You need to stand. And they could have put the rule on right there. Yeah, you would have pissed a bunch of people off, but it would have been done. It would have been over. It would have been quick. Sliced, you're done. But they let that fester. And then they let it fester some more. And then they let it fester some more. And then the president of the United States decided, hey, you know what? I know how I can fire up my base and I can get some more votes and I can do all these things. I can keep these people behind me and I can call them SOBs and I can go down to the deep south Alabama and I can insult them all the way around and I'll get cheers and I'll get applauded and it'll sound great and I can stick it back to the people that wouldn't let me join them when I want to buy a team that I want a dollar in a lawsuit against when I own the USFL. Get back to them, and my base will clap and do all this crap. So the NFL owner said, okay, well, fine, we'll show you that we're still united against you, even though we're going to keep giving money to you, and we're going to keep doing all this other bull crap, and we're all going to kneel after the national anthem to show you as teams where this is what we're going to do. Well, guess what? That was no longer back to what the original kneeling was for. So that was showboating. Jerry Jones, and bullcrap. So, now, it's starting to tear out. Hell, even Colin Kaepernick said, hey, if I'm ever back with the team, I'm not going to kneel anymore. Points made. So, instead of the NFL letting this thing peter out, or just coming with a hard, fast rule, they say, well, you know what, we're going to play the national anthem, and if you don't want to stand for the national anthem, that's cool, just don't come out to the field, and then we're going to go off. Then you come out to the field, but if you come out to the field, we're going to need you to stand, please. To that, bad enough they don't make a decision, they sit on the pot. To that, then, the President of the United States comes back and said, I can't believe they pay Roger Goodell $40 million. He can't even make a decision. These people aren't patriotic, which has nothing to do with anything. These people aren't patriotic. They won't stand up. It's a disgrace. Yeah. Okay. Pandering, let's keep this back in the forefront. NFL, let's still not do anything about it. So then the Dolphins come along and they say, hey, look, here's the rules that we got to submit at the beginning of our year. These are things we may fine for. One of the punitive rules is that we may fine players or suspend them for games if they don't stand, which is something they have to do just in case it's something they want to do down the line. So then that comes out, and now it's like the NFL says, hey, wait, players are, oh, what the hell are you doing? So it says, you know what, let's table this until we can talk. What do we get again? I can't believe they won't stand up for whatever. Shut the hell up. Stick to your sport. Stick to politics. Sports, stick to sports. Right? Is that what we said? Politics should be politics. Sports should be sports. Unless someone that you like says it, then that's the case. They would say whatever we want to say. We can interject when we want. Okay. So then, now we're at the standstill. Let me say this again. I believe in what the players stood for to begin with had nothing to do with the NFL. Had totally to do with the social justice issue in which people were being treated and are still being treated unfairly. They used that platform. Was that the right platform? That's for them to say. Was it the wrong platform? That's for them to say. It's a free country. With every free thing that you do, there are consequences that we do know. But this thing would have died out. Or there should have just been a hard, fast rule. Now the NFL finds themselves in another position because regardless of what people think, all we do is hear people that are on one side of the aisle say, well, I'm just not going to watch football if these people don't stand. I'm not watching football if they don't stand for the national anthem. They're not patriotic. I'm not watching football. Okay, for every person that says that, remember, there's two sides. Hey, if the NFL don't let these players kneel and express themselves, I'm not watching. Hey, if the NFL doesn't do this or treats players like they have no voice, I'm not watching. If the NFL is in a position, somebody's going to be pissed off at the NFL. One way or the other, someone's going to be pissed off at the NFL. It's not just the president's supporters that get upset about this. There's a whole other part of this country that is for it. Now, here's what I don't understand. Before people started kneeling for the national anthem, did you even care that it was played before? When you're watching a game on TV, they don't even show the national anthem being played half the time. So did it bother you? Does it bother you that there's still popcorn being sold? Does it bother you that there's still people walking around on the inside of the stadium? Does it bother you that there are still people getting their beer while it's being played? If that doesn't bother you, then let's just play and watch football. It's really just that simple. Now, I soapbox this, and I'm sure I'm going to revisit it again somewhere down the line. Positive I would. Didn't have a lot of time to get into basketball today. Like I said, Kawhi Leonard is a member of the Raptors. We'll definitely tackle that tomorrow. I promise not to get on the long soapbox tomorrow about too much of anything, but does Kawhi want to be there? No. We know Kawhi wants to be in L.A. We know that. It's not a secret. It's not a surprise to anyone. But honestly, I think Kawhi would do good as a Raptor. I really do. I also want to get into all this talk of Boogie Cousins joining the Warriors even more, because I'm hearing more people bitch and moan about that, and it's really starting to get on my last damn nerve. If you don't like something, beat them. T.O. is Hall of Fame, not showing up. I want to get into that. I want to get my brother Ed Smith on. You know, I'm one half of the duo that does Easy Sports Talk down here. I want to bring him on and talk to him about that, because he played pro football, and I want to know what his thoughts would be. Until tomorrow, everyone, I appreciate you coming back with me. Again, this show, you know what, every show this week, we're going to dedicate it to my main man. And I'm not going to say he was our producer, because his music is still here. His themes, his entrances, everything is still with us. So he is still forever going to be our music producer of The Cave Show, the one, the only Sean Haley. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thank you. I did not open phone lines today. I do apologize. I have a lot to get off my chest. But we are back tomorrow. This is The Cave Show. Make sure you're following us on social media. Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter at The Sports Cave. The Cave is always with a K. And, of course, you can always get us at thesportscave.com. The Cave is always with a K. Until tomorrow, everyone take care. Have a good rest of your Monday. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show.